Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You sound like the world's gayest AM radio show.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way. Chris Cornell. Jeez,
he did.
I just read an article about him. I was just reading.
He's not going to be here.
Yeah, you know, his wife said he didn't want to die, so they don't hang yourself. Chris Porter in the studio.
He'll be here, and he's very much alive.
Yeah, very funny dude. He'll be in the studio a little later on this morning. Petey Mac, who is pissed off that Cornell killed himself, and he should be, because there's so many other worse bands, and I liked Cornell. He's great. I like.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Why couldn't it have been this guy?
No, let's not do that.
I'm not going to do that rabbit hole, but I can think of a few.
It would go on forever.
Yes, it would.
You don't want them to kill themselves.
Just stop re-releasing music. Right, I don't care if release. I just don't listen to it.
Just disband.
Right.
Yeah, and you can do that. You can.
I just don't
avoid listening to those bands.
That's why I love when people get pissed off and you don't like a band, and then they get mad at you. I'm thinking, well, I don't. You can listen to what you want, dude. I don't care.
Right. Well, not physically.
A good friend of ours, Tony, on Facebook, you know Tony. Not Black Tony or Italian Tony, but Tony. Rolling Stones buddy. He doesn't get the Foo Fighters either. And he Facebooked that out the other day. He just said, I love Dave Grohl, I just don't get the band, and that's pretty much the way I am.
Yeah, he is.
And then people just got mad at him on his Facebook, and they go, "Well, why get mad about that?" Oh, it's Facebook.
Yeah,
that's right. You have to be.
He has strong musical opinions,
right.
Most of which I agree with.
So do I. Actually.
But some of them, he bashes some bands that I kind of like.
Not that one. I'm with him on that one. All right,
but it doesn't really bother me. I'll still go.
No, actually, it was funny because I commented on his post about the Foo Fighters too, about not getting them. And then some girl saw my name on there who listens to our show. She goes, "Mike, every time you say that, I get so mad." So she started ripping me because of she listens to the show. It was hilarious.
Hey, that's just more tickets for the rest of us. That's all. The way I see it.
Yeah, that's a sticking point with some people.
It's weird, though. It's weird.
Yeah, see,
why I do it.
I haven't developed a real strong opinion either way about the Foo Fighters. I can take them or leave them.
I just don't get them. I never listen to them, and Craig agrees.
I do.
I know. What else is new?
And
by the way,
I don't want
Dave Grohl to kill himself either, by the way.
No.
The only reason he's got a great band is because his other band member killed himself.
And once again, I'm going to gripe about this. Yes, he was a benefit of suicide.
Yes, he was. Completely.
Beneficiary. That they have sold millions of records does not speak to how good they are.
No, it never does. Nickelback has sold zillions of records. And everybody hates them, except for chicks and some ballless dudes.
Nope. Popular does not necessarily equal good.
Not with music.
Nickelback.
But, you know, once again, we're kind of going back and forth. Like what you like.
Yeah.
But don't be mad at somebody that doesn't like it. You know what I mean? I don't get mad.
No, I do get mad at people who, I used to love you too till Joshua Tree. Then they sold out.
Well, that's old school. God, that's 87, man. You got to wake up. Wake up. That's 30 years ago, man.
Okay.
We're not doing the show. It's not 1990. We're not doing the show.
How about, I'm into old Kings of Leon.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't get that.
Those people.
Well, listen, at least we're talking about popular bands. We all have fun with that alt scene. It's so crazy, man. It just, Craig and I were joking the other day because one thing we miss about that metal show was how they had these people in that nobody cares about, and they just doing some what they I joined up with this guy and this guy and this guy. We wrote 70 songs this weekend.
They're all great.
And then who doesn't do it on the show but does it with us, both of them, Jameson and Florentine, would actually abuse stuff like that on our show. But on that show, they have to treat it fair. Yeah. Oh, really? Great. Can't wait to hear 70 songs you wrote.
Eddie Trunk is the worst.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, I get Eddie's, you know, that's his niche.
That's his thing.
But he loves those deep, deep, deep bands that nobody's heard of.
Yeah, which is fine. But I love when people join together and they write 70 songs in a weekend. And it's a heavy metal band. So that means they all sound exactly
alike. A variation on a theme.
Yeah.
That's for country music.
Damn right. Oh, God.
It used to be.
It's funny. Here's how I get my taste of country anymore. As I watch the Pirates on Root TV, and they go to commercial breaks, and they'll put right in the corner there who the artist is. And sometimes it'll be popular music, and sometimes it'll be that roots, not roots country, that douchebag country. And every one of those songs sounds exactly alike, you know?
Oh, the bro country.
Bro country, right.
Well, again, they're all written by the same six or eight songwriters in Nashville.
You're right.
That's the thing that I don't get about that whole the whole community there.
Right.
Nashville is all, it's the same guys.
You know, it's funny because
nobody writes their own stuff.
Just recently I was watching Access TV.
It's almost like if they find a formula, they stick with it.
Yeah.
And beat it into the ground.
Yeah.
But it was funny, though, because I was watching Access TV, and it was a recent concert within the past couple of years of Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson together. And it's just a little live bar situation where they're singing. And that was real country. They had real songs, you know, real heart. You know, didn't have a trucker hat turned sideways, talking about their high school girlfriend in the truck, partying with my boys, working at the feed mill.
This is Footloose. Footloose.
Yeah, but Footloose had better music. Let's hear it for the boy. Come on.
Yeah.
Better than any bro
Perfect
country.
Perfect example.
I know. Damn right.
I hung with about half of that the other night.
Oh, the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
no,
actually...
No, 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 the new, the old one.
Oh, the old one.
I saw it on the guide.
The old
and I
one
went,
you got a lot.
Like, as I was Let's clicking dance. On it, I went, this better be the old one, and clicked on it. Ah,
no,
yes.
No,
how do
no.
they change up? I haven't seen the new one.
The changes are, it's not a, it's not Tractor Chicken. It's bus demo, well, bus racing around a little racetrack.
Okay.
And but the chick
are they still
is
in
what's her face, and she's freaking hot.
Juliana Huff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's getting little Daisy Dukes.
And she can dance.
They all can dance. That's what it's about, man. I never got halfway through it. I got about that far. I said, okay, I get the gist.
Are they still in?
I think the dad is Dennis Quaid.
Yes, it
John is. John Lithgow is Dennis Quaid.
And Andie MacDowell.
Yeah, she's the mom, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they still in No Dance, Utah?
Somewhere.
Wherever.
I think they call it No Dance.
No dancing in Utah.
All right. Like what you like. Don't hate for hating.
Yeah, listen to Tyler.
Yeah.
I've always said, I don't care what you like, but don't tell me I have to like it or it's good. And I won't tell you that like what I like.
But people
Although,
take it
music no, wise, you should.
Yeah. Although I like good music.
Yeah. People take that one personally, too.
For some reason. I don't get it.
No.
I think that's why I ride them. That's why I do it.
Well, yeah. It's because they really embrace a band, and that becomes a part of their identity.
Yeah, but they don't have it
and
as
then
as
when
your
you
identity.
Hammer on them, they take it personally.
Okay, the best I can say about your boys, the Foo Fighters, is I don't get them.
Right. And I'm fine with that.
I know. Yeah, I just do it to give you crap, too.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Like I say, that's more tickets for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see them, and you'll be happy not.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't cross the street.
Wow. No, depending on what's on your side of the street.
Well, true. Nickelback's on my side. I'll cross the street.
There you go.
There you go.
Which, by the way, you'll be happy to know that their new album flopped.
Which one?
Nickelback.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, it just came out here a week or so ago.
And nobody's
ago.
Playing it?
Well,
every radio station we're on is not playing it?
Well, no, I read like the sales numbers.
I love the PDs when I bash Nickelback. They hate it.
The sales records. Numbers dropped off like 30% from their last album. I mean,
so finally people are
what are they
going to
do?
Well, they plagiarize themselves in every song.
Yeah.
That might be the reason.
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
But they do.
But a lot of bands are guilty of that.
Yeah, but some bands do try to mix it up. I mean, their songs, I don't mean just plagiarize. They sound like the other song. I mean, complete like the other song.
It is a bit formulaic.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's my wife's.
What's on Tommy's head, man?
It's my wife's gripe about Tom Petty.
Yeah, but she's wrong.
I think so.
She does not have a leg to stand on.
I think so.
You don't mess with
Tom
Petty.
No, they don't all sound alike.
You don't mess with Tom Petty. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, there's the Jeff Lynne era.
Oh,
that sucks.
Don't talk about that. Let's move on.
Craig and I will agree on that one.
Yeah, his biggest hits. Although I do like old Tom
Petty.
Yeah, they were.
I hope they're not.
No. Oh, his solo.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah.
I do. I hope you're wrong.
Well, maybe Breakdown is probably a bigger
hit. I hope the
hit.
Solo stuff is not as big as band stuff.
It actually is.
Oh,
but again, Free Fallin's got probably his biggest
just
hit ever.
Because it sold a lot doesn't mean it's the best.
There you go. Now you're hating on your own boy there, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Just applying the same
Full Moon Fever. It's probably
I like all Tom Petty. You don't, apparently.
His better-selling albums.
No, I like all
Tom Petty.
I like most Tom Petty.
No, you said I like it all.
I like some Tom Petty.
Don't. Yes, I do.
I like some Tom Petty better than others.
Yeah, he did have 3 number one singles on Full Moon Fever.
Told you.
Yeah.
See, again, number one, what does that mean?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It means it was the best song ever written.
No, it doesn't.
Craig,
it means that there was no competition.
Now you're hating on your own guy. So you came back your own boy there. I love Tom Petty. Tom, if you're listening, I love you.
And you don't.
Yeah. I do, actually.
But Tom Petty, for me, was one of those bands where, you know, the stuff I heard on the radio, I just don't, you know, it wouldn't grab me. I went and saw him at a concert.
It was great live.
And it was a great, great, great show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've probably seen them a dozen times live. What a great band.
Yeah.
Even if they do play a bunch of Full Moon Fever stuff. He tends to favor that in concert.
Yeah.
He likes to play his own stuff.
You mean the hits?
The hits, yeah. Well, once in a while, he'll throw
in. He could do that. He could play nothing but hits without his own stuff.
He's got a ton of hits.
Yeah, without his
It's the Tom
solo stuff.
He's Tom Petty. You guys are acting like he did albums with a gun to his head. He likes the solo stuff.
We need to speak to him about the Jeff Lynne stuff, though.
It's his stuff.
Jeff, I think Jeff kind of ruined it a little bit.
Now we're sounding like that metal show, that Petty
show. You're right.
We sound like that metal show now.
You're absolutely
right. We're arguing stuff that doesn't matter, which is the best.
But I agree with Craig. There could have been a little more Tom and a little less Jeff.
You're blaming him.
Both of those.
You know
who
wrote those? Okay. All right.
And this is not the only day we turn into that Petty show.
Yeah. I know, these guys. I knew when Craig went down the Jeff Lynne rabbit hole, we were done.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I thought, let's stop with Nickelback and move on.
Separate from Tom Petty, we get Petty quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. You're right.
All
we're tired
the time.
Of arguing, because we agree on most of the major stuff anymore. We don't even argue politics anymore because Trump's an idiot, and we all know that. Even everybody in the damn show does. Even every comedian comes in here.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same side of one page. That's one good thing about the Trump administration is that we all agree, we all think he's a dick and he's worthless.
Bringing people together all over the world.
We don't argue about anything when it comes to that. So we argue about Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne. And Foo Fighters.
And Michael McDonald.
And Michael. don't do that.
Where we can make a difference.
We can
make
a difference.
We can argue about Joe Walsh.
I'm not even going to do that anymore.
No. That's they've
that
just been proven wrong on that one.
Glenn Frey
was on this date in 1978. Was on this date in 1978, and I'd forgotten about this. Peter Frampton seriously injured in a car accident in the Bahamas. Now I assume that I've mentioned this every year for some time.
I continue to forget it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a weekend.
It is sometimes a weekend.
So you miss it. You skip a year now and then.
But I assume I've mentioned this maybe last year, for instance.
I don't seem to recall you mentioning
that. I just saw Petty last night. He makes an appearance. Now, I hate to bring this up.
You did it.
This is a rabbit hole you'll go down again. they're showing on Access TV. In fact, it's actually on a shrunken screen because it's not HD and it's an old video.
Oh, what the hell?
It's a live concert of Stevie Nicks and Red Rocks in 86 and special guest Peter Frampton. And I know you don't like her, and I love her.
She's fine.
Why did I bring it up?
Because
you brought up
her.
Petty.
I just don't like to hear
she's
her.
She's a fine singer as long as I'm not within earshot.
That's fine. Once again,
and that's not 100% either. I like most of her stuff. Yeah. Just sometimes.
Yeah. The Jeff Lynne stuff you hate. Right.
Yeah.
No, but she's not involved in any of the Jeff Lynne stuff.
Okay.
No, but I do hate that Stevie Nicks Tom Petty song, too.
Which one? The
Stop Dragging My Heart Around?
Stop Dragging? Or how about Insider? That's a good one.
I don't know
that one.
And I don't know that.
That's one of them deep cuts. Forget what album it's from. But it's a good duet.
The previous record for boxing's single fight sponsorship was just over $5.5 million paid by Takati for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight in 2015.
Now, what's the is this going to be the McGregor fight?
We got a new record.
The McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight. Apparently, the asking price for the title sponsorship.
Don't put anybody through about music, puss. I don't want to hear it. Good. I see you on the phone out there going down a rabbit hole with the Foo Fighters or something.
Nope, not about that.
Okay, good. Oh, still on the hold, though, huh?
Oh.
Go ahead, Craig.
The title sponsorship asking price for the McGregor-Mayweather fight, $10 million. $5 million for a corner.
When's the date on that again?
September, August.
August, late
28th,
August.
26th, something like last weekend of August.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that much money, does it? $10 million?
That's a title sponsor.
For the fight?
What? I want to know what a normal title sponsor normally costs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that might be 10 times as much.
Well, the record was $5.5 million.
Yeah,
okay.
I got no frame of reference there.
So we're almost asking double the record.
Yeah, almost double the record.
Now, who sponsored it?
It was Takati.
See, but do you know? Even when you spend $10 million, you know all you're going to remember is McGregor Mayweather. That's all you're going to remember.
Yeah,
it's
going to be the signage that you see.
I know
when you
see it.
Doing,
yeah,
that's
worth $10 million.
Sure, it'll be prominently. Yeah.
$10 million is a lot of money.
But they haven't got one yet. They're asking $10 million. Someone.
No, they got Takati.
No. That was the old record.
Previous. Takati was the previous $5 million spender. Yeah. Now they're looking for someone to spend twice as much. They'll find it.
Oh, in heartbeat.
Yeah, you would imagine so.
Here's our pal Chris in beautiful Needles, California.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
How you been?
I've been doing well. Good. Hotter than heck out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it going to be today?
Probably 117, 115.
Nice.
Yeah, call us in January, though, and just rub it in.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Do that in January. So, go ahead.
So, I was talking to Spuss about I work at a place where we clean balls by the hundreds.
Oh, bull balls, huh?
Oh, that's right. You got a diner there. Oh.
Yeah, Puss was talking about how he drinks beer off bull's nuts now.
One time. Right. One time.
So one day I just had this weird idea of when I'm cleaning these balls, and I know that sounds bad, but anyway, so I decided to save the skin on them and try to season them and deep fry them like pig skins.
Okay.
So ball skins.
So it's basically the sack of a bull.
So you make it like a pork rind, but it's out of a bull ball sack.
It's just still out of a
correct.
Okay.
Do some people refer to those as a scrotum?
Yeah, if you're going to chew on it, call it a scrotum.
Fried scrotum. Mm.
Scrotum sounds.
You can call it a ball sack if you like.
It's a scrotum.
Some people refer to that as a scrotum.
Yep.
What we're talking about here?
It's not as tasty sounding, scrotum.
Yeah. So how do you put that on the menu, though? Sell it.
Yeah. You got to call it something.
Did you eat it?
Actually, I deep fried a lot of it, did a little salt and pepper and Italian seasoning, and I went around and had everybody try it. No one knew what it was. And so about 3 hours later, I go, how'd it taste? And they're like, oh, it was all right, kind of crispy. And I said, well, you just ate ball sack.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, you know, we want to visit his restaurant sometime, and I don't know about that day.
No. I'm sure you would like it. It would be just like eating a pork rind or something. It'd be salty.
I ain't eating a ball sack. If I know it's a ball sack, I'm not eating it.
I'm going to say, as with anything fried, if you dip it in ranch, it's probably good.
Sure.
I agree with you, but I'm only eating it if I don't know what it is. If I know what it is, I'll pass.
First of all, there's probably not much to it. And you deep fry it; it just turns into everything else. It's deep fried,
like a pork rind.
Sounds like Todd wants some ball sack.
Yeah.
Well, it shrinks up just like when you hit the water. When it hits the grease, it shrinks just as well.
So you don't get much meat off of bull's balls.
So it's
brutal. No, after a few hundred of them, it's only makes a handful.
Well, more than a handful's a waste. You know what the chicks say? Don't the girls say that about guys? All right, I don't think so.
Yeah, we got to go visit.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, but we should visit Needles when it's less than 115 degrees.
Yeah, and like in January. Yeah. Right, exactly. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right, Chris. He listens on live. He's in Lucky 98 territory. That's how you found out about the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucky 98 in Havasu. Thank you for listening.
And he can tune in and... it's too confusing.
Yeah, I don't do that bit.
We actually delayed the show.
It's delayed there. So if you're talking about it,
that. Yeah, my head's going to fry.
So it's actually about 20 after 6 when the show airs, which was 2 hours ago in real time.
Yeah, it's...
See, now you just screwed everybody up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 114 is only the high today there. I mean, come on.
It's a dry heat.
Could creep up a little bit.
It's only and it's a solid 84 at 4 in the morning.
Nothing to see here.
No.
The beautiful thing is they're probably not lighting off an arsenal every night.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, we got the Thunder shirt for the dog. She had on last night before I went to bed.
Did it work?
Well, she seemed okay. I'll have to ask my wife what
happened.
Is
that the hugging shirt
thing? Yeah, yeah. Yep. It basically looks like
so you don't have to hug the dog yourself?
Yeah. Well, you can hug. Yeah. Well, you can still hug the dog.
That's what it's for.
Last night.
So it's like the dog's getting hugged all the time.
Aw. Well, I need one of those.
We get home around 8 o'clock. And, come here. You know, it's still bright out at 8 o'clock, and I'm taking the garbage out. And of course, at 8 o'clock, you got to throw a big sparkler bomb thing in the air because you can see it at broad daylight on June 26th. Yeah. I don't want to get into this conversation again. We're almost near a break anyway, so we can eliminate it. But it just sucks.
No, I have noticed a sentiment.
Oh, yes.
Of late.
People are tired of it unless it's right around those 2 days.
People of all demographics
I've noticed that too.
Are getting tired of the fireworks. We used to go, shut up, old man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to get that all the time.
And
we hated that we were young men.
Yeah, we weren't even old when we were bitching about that. And now it seems to me that you know, kids and grandmas and people of all ages and walks of life just are getting sick of the fireworks. The barrage, the constant barrage.
A week ahead of time. At noon.
10 o'clock last night, something went. I thought our house was taking mortar fire. It was that loud. I mean, it was. Yeah.
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 So we got the hugging shirt. We'll see what happens.
So far, so good on the hugging shirt. Or is it tough to tell?
Well, it is. Because it's a little squirrely dog anyway, looking around like, what the hell's going on with this hugging shirt? Yes, I have no idea. Becky will let me know. I went to bed.
She has a better handle on how the dog is feeling.
Pretty much, yeah.
They hang out.
She's up later with the dog than I am. I go to bed before the dog does. That's how early we go to bed.
Good night, old man.
The dog's still awake.
I'll be over here.
My dog is still awake when I go to bed.
He probably got a lot of rest during the day.
True.
The dog tends to get a better nap than I do during the day.
Yeah, me too.
Yet they can always still fall right back asleep.
Right. I know. It's amazing. You know?
Under any conditions.
Get a quick one.
Yeah.
Or we could just take a break now.
Whichever.
Do it.
Florida man says he doesn't remember anything about stealing a boat and running it onto dry land. Well, that's about the size of it.
There
he
you
took
go.
The boat and ran it aground. Officers say that the gentleman claims he passed out after a couple drinks and doesn't remember a thing besides waking up the next day on the beach wearing somebody else's shorts. They identified this guy as a suspect after finding his shorts on the boat with his ID inside. The boat hit land at a high rate of speed. Nobody's hurt, and you know.
I love that. Woke up with somebody else's shorts.
There's still some questions that remain in that one.
There are. Like, I think the drunk guy has many of those.
How did the shorts exchange actually happen?
Good story, though. Nobody was killed. Nobody was hurt.
No. Everybody's fine.
That is a great story.
You just woke up with a different pair of shorts on.
Don't remember how I got onto a boat with a different pair of shorts on. Good stuff.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.